So this is Mark Koska. This is my first audio boo. I'm sitting on the side of the Waterside district of Bristol, where I'm with my friend Jenny Osman, and thought I'd ask her to explain what we've been doing today.
Well, you came up to Bristol, to this mad place, to pitch an idea for a TV series, which we've been working on together, all about how to make ideas and inventions, give them a kickstart and make them work in the real world, in the developing world. So these Eureka ideas could be anything from a water filter that really is going to work for someone in a really rural community, through to, I don't know, your amazing lifesaver syringe.
And also ideas that aren't going to work, so that we can maybe, you know, spot the trouble before it occurs.
Exactly, because I think too often we've seen, both of us on our travels, the water pump, the 5 grand water pump that lies derelict in the corner of an Ethiopian village simply because, I don't know, someone can't ship the engineer out there to mend one little, or find one little nut or bolt that needs to work.
Sure.
So the essence of the idea is there. We were in Bristol pitching to a TV production house, and we're gonna see how it comes off, because we think there's a eureka moment there waiting to be told about.
There definitely is. And what I find really interesting is that all the pitches that I get, not only in the UK but also when I'm abroad, and the things that I see, there is sort of, no one's really formulated what makes a good idea succeed and why bad ideas sometimes succeed and then fail, and the money and the effort that goes into these things. And hopefully, if we can get this off the ground, we'll be able to guide a few people in the future in the right direction with the combination of our experiences.
Because I think you're the social entrepreneur who's managed to get an invention actually to market, and I'm someone who understands maybe how inventions work and the issues that you'd come up against in the actual manufacturing and all that sort of stuff. So
remind me the name of your book that you wrote.
So I've written a book called 100 Ideas That Changed the World.
And you're going to do 100 Ideas That Will Change the World.
That will change the world, the developing world.
Well, do you think we'll find some out of all that?
I think so. I think so. I think you've got some crackers up your sleeve.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I really enjoyed coming out to Bristol today. Aww. Lovely sunny day, makes a change. Really enjoyed our meeting. So
fingers crossed it's going to happen.
Fingers crossed, and here's to many more.
Yeah.
Cheers.